I'm going through these picks, and I'm like, anyone could win this week. Like, I have no idea what team's going to show up.
The and I'll get into it in my breakdown, but the Wazoo UCLA game was the equivalent of the dealer holding a 20, meaning the Cougs, and the Bruins getting a 8-card 21. Like, how does that happen?
Like 5 minutes ago.
This is a 7. So I was up before you, and I'm 3 hours behind.
Amazing.
But hey, it's 10 a.m. time for brunch and a mimosa.
That's right. Let's get it going.
Wow. All right. All right. So what? We're in week 5.
Yeah.
We've hit the quarter mark of the season.
I think it's pretty close.
A lot to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot to
talk
about.
5 SEC schools undefeated, only one Pac-12 school. Your Cal Bears.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. But
but here's the thing, is the SEC doesn't really fold in a conference play until this week.
Yeah.
Most of those teams have had cupcakes, buys, and cancellations a game for Mardi Gras or something of that. I mean, let's be honest.
The Denver Post summed it up best. It says cannibalism. The Pac-12 eats its own.
Absolutely.
UCLA beats Washington State.
Come on, wait. Beats
Arizona State. It happens every week.
Be generalistic in that. Bongora, who's the beat reporter for the Pac-12 for ESPN, He just says it's fun. Like, if you want to watch a conference where you have no idea what's going to happen, watch the Pac-12. Like, it's a crapshoot.
I'm going through these picks, and I'm like, anyone could win this week. Like, I have no idea what team's going to show up.
The and I'll get into it in my breakdown, but the Wazoo UCLA game was the equivalent of the dealer holding a 20. Meaning the Cougs, and the Bruins getting a 8-card 21. Like, how does that happen? There's no
everyone's
way.
Everyone's just nervous the next card that comes out. The next card that
the
comes
guy's
out.
The guy's got a bust. Like, oh, he's going to bust. Yeah. What? How is he hitting? Why does he surrender? Just surrender.
DTR wins on the biggest hand of all time where he doubles down.
He doubles again. Surrender. Take half the money. Nope. I'm going all in.
He splits two ones, doubles down, and
two aces.
Somehow on goals. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm ready for this 2-minute drill.
Let's get into it. Big Ben, 2-minute drill, week 4. All right.
You got your timer?
Mental timer.
Get your phone. I want you to hold me accountable here.
Okay.
I'm a little, I don't know, I'm stuffy. Char had like four humidifiers running last night with different kind of essential oils in it, stuffed up with patchouli, lavender, and mint.
I'm a little stuffy at about 400 mojitos last night.
You didn't get mojitos.
No, I didn't get mojitos. Couple Miami Vices.
You did.
Soda.
Is Super Coronas a thing in Miami? Did that make its way down there?
It hasn't made it
from AC.
You still have time.
It probably stopped in Orlando like it should.
It probably did. All right. I got my clock. Big Ben, you're on the clock. 2-minute drill. Week 4 wrap up. Give us the lowdown starting right now.
All right, let's get this one out of the way. Bruins versus Cougs and Pullman. Minshew distracts the Cougs with his jorts in the second half, up 32. The Cougs give up a 50-burger to DTR. And the Bruins, Chip Kelly has taken his name out of the transfer portal, and DTR has put his name in the NFL draft. UCLA wins 67-63. In Salt in the Wound City, The Matt Fink era begins as the third stringer threw for 357 yards, three TDs, and a 30-23 upset over the top 10 Utes at Rice-Eccles. Talona Hafuanga had 14 tackles, a sack, and one tackle for loss. Helton's seat on the team plane was officially a little bit cooler. On the farm down in Palo Alto, Super Mario Cristobal nails David Shaw in the dome with a red shell in the way of the or in the form of the Ducks defense. Two lone field goals as the Cardinal lose 21-6. Oregon now back in the top 15. Montlake Jake Eason and Aaron Fuller lead the Dogs over a 45-19 to a 45-19 win over BYU. Husky fans rejoice as the game also determined the tiebreaker for the 1984 national title. Cal got some home cooking down in Old Miss in the form of the Pac-12 refs. They win 28-20. The Bears roll back to Berkeley 4-0. Spokane native Evan Weaver had 22 tackles, and a sack. Justin Wilcox has a burner phone fielding calls from Michigan and Tennessee. In Tempe, it's a trap game. As Big Herm and the Sun Devils may have been looking forward to this week's game against Cal, Steven Montez led the Buffs with 37 yards and three TDs, no interceptions. Marvin Lewis may get demoted back to the head coach of the Bengals if the Sun Devils defense doesn't show up this week. Oregon State and Arizona were undefeated last week as they played BYE. And that's it for Big Ben's 2-minute drill.
Wow, you came in at 2:04.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just say 2 minutes. So you could go 2 minutes, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 45 seconds. You made it.
I was hoping to hit like 159. You know what? I forgot the Wildcats didn't play last week either. But yeah, they were undefeated. It's tough to lose to BYE.
It is.
I don't know if you had this, but my mom was a devout Husky, and she used to, you know, like as an alumni, they would send her the football poster, right, with all the team, and she'd put it up, and you know, I'd look forward to the game and ask questions to my dad or my mom about, you know, who the team was, who the Huskies were playing. And this was when Don James was a coach, so growing up, I didn't really have an allegiance to the Cougs or Huskies either way, but due to locality. And 1 week I'm like, mom, who's BYE? You know, because oftentimes UW would schedule BYU. So I thought BYE was like Brigham Young Edison or something to that effect. She still reminds me of that to this day. So
I didn't know what BYE was either. I thought you were going to mess up and you were trying to say BYU. And I was like, oh, wait, I know what it is.
So a little more context to the joke. A little more context. All right. Let's get in the pick-ems. You want to update let me actually look this
hold
up.
Hold on. Hold your horses. Just because he came in and ripped out your heart doesn't mean we can't announce him as the player of the week. Week four player of the week. You know,
DTR.
I did some research. What does it take to be the WST podcast player of the week? Step one. We call you out and embarrass you in front of millions of our fans. Step two, you throw for 507 yards, five TDs, run for 57 yards and two touchdowns. I'm talking about DTR, Dorian Thompson Robinson. He heard us. He responded with a huge game against the Cougs, and he is our week four Pac-12 player of the week. Congratulations, DTR.
Hey, in all honesty, I got home from the Montana Cup where I was victorious over Hodges. And I may have partaken in some drinks that morning as well as on the flight home. I went to bed at halftime, assuming I'd wake up to, I think at half it was like 35-14, something to that effect. I assumed I'd wake up to, you know, something along the lines of a 49-28 win. No. Was I wrong? I had 54 texts from all my buddies. Weezy had also texted me asking me if I wanted to go to Goldie's. I'm actually pretty happy. I'm actually pretty happy that I did go to sleep that week or on Saturday.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better, I was like, there's no way the Bruins are coming back. I turned it off. I started watching Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime, went to bed, and I saw your text the next morning. I'm like, there's no way they lost. And then I checked ESPN. Sure enough, they lost.
Sure enough. I blame Minshew. Just a distraction.
His jorts? Or maybe
yeah, his jorts. He doesn't – one thing on Minshew, I don't think he understands the limelight yet. Like, if you heard his interview – he's like, yeah, I'm just happy to be here. It's like, no, you are now being profiled as the Messiah in Jacksonville.
Exactly. Yeah.
And even more so, I think about it, it's like with the defense that Jacksonville has, all you have to do is similar to what you do at WSU, just don't turn the ball over, you know, throw it 10 yards, 8 yards, and you're fine.
Get it off the Fournette. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if there was a team in the NFL where I think Minshew fits, it's with Jacksonville, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So shout out to Minshew. Just don't show up in Pullman with your jorts anymore. Just a distraction. Put on some real pants.
Yes, and let's get into week five.
All right, let's do that. You want me to kick things off? It's the Friday night showdown in Berkeley.
Yeah, I'll kick it off. We got ASU at Cal. These two teams haven't played since 2016. Cal with an impressive win against Ole Miss on the road, being an SEC opponent. Letdown game for ASU losing to Colorado. Some people call Cal the West Coast version of Michigan State. All defense, no offense. And Arizona State beat Michigan State, so who wins this? I got Cal slowing down Eno and giving Jaden Daniels fits with their secondary. Bears, 21-17.
I like that. Here's my description. It's Big Herm and the Marvinator showdown with Wonder Boy Wilcox.
Ooh, I like Wonder Boy Wilcox.
Wonder Boy Wilcox. I like that nickname. I think he'd appreciate that too. The guy. He's not quite as dapper as Cliff Kingsbury, but he's got that swag. And he's one of those guys that is fit enough to where he can tuck in one of those stretchy polos, and he's got it's pretty tough. You get a stretchy polo, I mean, that thing is hugging you. And it doesn't look like he has a gut. So compliments to Wonder Boy Wilcox. No, I got, I think the big matchup here is going to be Eno Benjamin versus Evan Weaver. I mean, Weaver is a tackling machine. I wouldn't be surprised if he set the single season tackling mark nationally this year. If you watched him, he is in every play. Eno, of course, is probably one of the top three runners or running backs in the Pac-12, if not the top. Cal's only favored by 4 at home, though, but they lead the all-time series just 17-16. I'm going to say I'm going Cal here as well, and I think the difference is going to be the Sun Devils are going to walk back into the field at halftime and get contact high, and they're going to have a letdown in the second half. Cal rolls 24-14.
If Cal wins this, that sets up the battle for the Pac-12 North next week. It's Cal versus Oregon.
You can't look ahead, my friend. You cannot look ahead. We learned that last week when ASU probably looked ahead thinking they'll beat the Buffs. So you and I both have Cal in that. Just a quick note, I'm still up 4 on you in the pick'em.
You are.
Wait, I'm reading through this. I'm not up 4. Oh, actually, I am. You did it cumulative. All right, I got you.
Yeah, you're asking me how I keep track. I mean, do you want PwC to come in and audit this pick-up?
I do. Bring in Accenture.
You think I'm like cooking the books?
I did. I'm looking at it now.
No?
It's very credible.
It's in there.
I'm going to actually keep this up at all times, make sure you're not modifying the document.
I'm going to slowly start chipping away at this victory. Next thing you know, I'm winning the pick-up.
That's the odds are in Vegas are severely against you. All right, let's get into the Cougs at Utah. Not so friendly confines of Rice Eccles. Cougs actually lead the all-time series 9-7. I'm going to call this the discipline of Whittingham versus the creativity of Leach. Kramer versus Jerry. For all the Seinfeld people out there, you have different forms of humor, right? I would say Kyle is much like, when I say Kyle, it's Kyle Whittingham, is much like Jerry, more of the serious kind of dry humor, where Leach is very much like Kramer. He comes busting through the door, you know, makes a mockery of himself, but yet he gets things done. He gets the chuckles. Utes are favored by 6. The over-under is at 56.5, which is probably the highest it's ever been for a Utah game this week, or excuse me, season to date. I think this is a good matchup for the Cougs, and I say that because Moss is dinged up. I don't see Huntley on the level of DTR in the way of prowess in the passing game. So I got the Cougs beating Utah 28-14.
Wow, Cougs. Coming off a loss. Utah also coming off a loss. Both schools are at a crossroads. They can't lose and fall 0-2 in conference and potentially be eliminated from the college football playoffs. And for this, I have a guest picker coming in to give a pick. I'm in Miami. It could be D-Wade. It could be Stugatz. It could be Dontrell Willis. And this week, Cougs versus Utes. Utah versus Washington State. And the winner is Utah. Wow. J-Mo just picked Utah. We're going Utes.
She just wake up too?
No, she's been up.
She must be dreaming.
She's driven. She was doing her research all week and wants to go Utes.
Wow. Well, at least you don't have to take any culpability when they do lose. You can blame it on J-Mo. I like that tactic.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we headed next? We going up the Montlake?
Yeah. Let's go up to USC. Oh, yeah. Slovis or Fink? Finkel or Einhorn? Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. The classic movie, Ace Ventura, Pet Ventura, Pet Detective. When he cracks the case. You know what I'm talking about. But in this movie, Jacob Eason is going to be the leading man and his cohort, Hunter Bryant. Huskies roll 34-17.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
You just got an Ace Ventura reference down in Miami?
Yeah. I knew you'd like that one.
I do. The Dolphins. Honestly, the Dolphins could probably use either one of these quarterbacks playing in the game and be better off than they are today. All right. So UW's favored by 10.5. It's a 12:30 kickoff on Fox. I see this as a game where both Helton and Peterson are playing for recruits. I mean, there's going to be a lot of eyes on this game. I got a note here that Fink feels like Rodney Dangerfield. He gets no respect. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you when you're a redshirt junior, you know, starting obviously for USC, but that win last week gives him some confidence. I think it's going to be closer than people think. I think the difference is going to be Fink or Slovis actually turn whoever starts. In this case, I think they're thinking Fink will start again this week. I think they turn it over 3 times though, and that's the difference. UW wins 31-24.
Great mind thinks alike. Tell Hodges to get his boat covered. Winter's coming on the lake.
It is. A little chilly up here for the Trojans this week.
Where are we going next? Stanford at Oregon State?
Yeah, trees versus beeves. I'm thinking, here's the note I took. The guy with the chainsaw that presses the button, he's going to get carpal tunnel this week.
I mean, wow.
If you're thinking about this logically, from a mascot standpoint, beeves cut down, devour the trees, right?
That's yeah.
Stanford's favored by 4.5, but they're coming off a loss where they got beat up by Oregon pretty well. Seems they can't keep those guys healthy. They need to find some cryogenic chambers for these guys. They need more.
They need some CBD lotion.
They need CBD. They need BioFreeze. They need, I don't know, whatever else you can slather on these Stanford players because they are fragile this year. Cardinal have won the last 9 mashups. It's a tough schedule. I think Stanford's had the toughest schedule in FBS to date, just based on rankings and overall. Beeves coming off a bye. Here's what I think the storyline is going to be. Costello's been down this year, but still, I think by most would say he's got the makeup of another good Stanford quarterback. I think Jake Luton's going to show up Costello this week.
Wow.
And there's, I see Jonathan Smith as a guy that's, I think, going to get the Beavs ready for this game. And I have the Beavs winning 24-21. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. Everything about this game tells me to pick against Stanford. Key injuries, the offensive line. They've lost their last three. And the Beavs are coming off a bye week. They played BYE. So they have 2 weeks to prepare for the Cardinal. But I'm going with the Cardinal. Stanford wins 21-17. We're picking against each other here. Wow.
I mean, the game's on Pac-12. No one's going to watch that game. There's going to be more people watching a rerun of Buffy the Vampire Slayer on TNT than tuning into that game, unfortunately. But two teams that I don't think bring a lot to the table. But like I said, I think it will be the Luton's kind of gun. You know, if you talk about Pac-12 quarterbacks, you don't. I think Luton's pretty low on the list, but this gives him an opportunity to showcase himself for the 15 people that we watch in that game in Pac-12. All right, you want to go to Tucson?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So in Tucson, UCLA leads the all-time series against Arizona 25-16. It's UCLA's second third-tier city in as many weeks. Kelly's pockets and Venmo account are currently empty after he pays off Leach to lay down in the second half of that game in Pullman last week. It's going to be a hot one in Tucson. It's forecasted to be 89 degrees.
Is it a Pac-12 after dark game?
This is a Pac-12 after dark, and it's almost going to be 90 degrees at 7:30 p.m. The loudspeakers, I'm calling it the shootout on University Street. The loudspeakers are going to be blaring Nelly's "It's Hot in Here" and Juveniles. It's hot. The block is hot. Khalil Tate is going to show DTR what it takes to be a true fringe Heisman candidate. Mm-hmm. Zona wins and barely covers 42-35.
It is going to be a shootout. I hope they are playing Nelly and the block is hot. UCLA's defense has allowed just north of 40 points per game. U of A's offense averages 43 points a game. A lot of touchdowns, a lot of action. I agree with you. Tate outperforms DTR. U of A wins 48-34. Hashtag Pac-12 after dark.
Pac-12 after dark. Who's our boy down in Tucson?
Alec White.
We should see what Alec's synopsis of this game is going to be. How many three and outs do you think are in this game? Zero. How many punts? Yeah. Zero. There's probably going to be 12 turnovers, 12 touchdowns, and 12 undergrads kicked out of the stadium for gosh knows what, smuggling in booze.
Smuggling in White Claws.
Smuggling in Trulies. Your drink would be vaporized after like 5 minutes of it being open down in Tucson this week. You're going to need ice packs.
Yeah, you better shotgun guys it.
Keep those. Yeah, you're right. Keep those guys hydrated.
You better Baker Mayfield shotgun that beer with your teeth or else it's going to be room temperature.
Exactly. All right. In Oregon and in Colorado are on a bye this week. So, again, you want to recap the picks here? I think there's only one difference. Yeah. I got the Beavs, right?
No, there's two differences. So I'll go through them. Tonight, we both have Cal beating Arizona State. Saturday, we both have UW. You have the Beavers. I have the Cardinal. And then also, me and my guest picker have the Utes. You have the Cougs. And then we both have Arizona. So go there's Cougs. A chance for me to catch up. Be down by two. Big week. Big week.
If Cal wins, do they sneak in the top 10? All variant on who's playing. I mean, we have to ride a horse, right? Mm-hmm. At this point, do we jump on Cal's, or do we see how this week plays out?
We definitely see how this week plays out.
Here's the funny thing to me when I think about this game tonight with Cal. I think back to the Cougs who went in and played a Friday night game. It's somewhat, I mean, Berkeley is not, it's not the rowdiest place to play, right? It's almost, it's eerie. It's not as bad as Palo Alto on the farm, but it's almost eerie on kind of the lack of enthusiasm that may play out. And you look in Tempe and that place is always going crazy. So I think Cal's in a good position this week.
Let's hope they can pull it out. We need a Pac-12 team in the top 10.
All right, Pac-12 week 5, Big Ben, K-Win. K-Win, tell them where they can find us.
Spotify, Stitcher, Podbeam, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere.
YouTube.
At WST underscore podcast. Twitter and Instagram. Gear. Go Daddy.
We got gear available. How many of those sweatshirts have you sold? Hoodies? It should be all over Hermosa, Santa Monica.
Well, I actually just ordered them, so I get them on Friday.
So there, we got back orders already.
We got back orders already.
All right, Big Ben K. Win, Pac-12 Week 5. There's your breakdown for you. I lead 28-24 in our overall pick 'em. Again, follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Boom.
Boom.